Welcome to episode number 13. Today's episode is called Follow Your Heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaks. Whatever you say, you choose to have, you will receive. Follow your heart. When you choose to follow something or someone that has cleared their heart of emotions, feelings that weighs it down, makes it heavy, there is a sense of flowing, lightness, ease, greatness that is pure, gentle love. Think about how light or heavy you feel the next time you are choosing. Are you excited and go with the flow, easing into the gentle love, allowing it to carry you away? Recently, I was guided to a song called Love's Embrace by Julie True. I like to surround my being with the frequency that surrounds and flows through my being when I'm listening to different songs, different teachings. Think about when you are within a movie theater and the surround sound creates a bubble literally around your mind. So you are tuned into the frequency, the energy within the words and actions that are being released and shown before your windows of heaven, your eyes. The type of music utilized creates the implanting or cementing of that energy, and it becomes an imprint, a file that is stored for future use or remembrance. Think about how the things you see and hear can be recalled from your past to your present without you intentionally thinking about it, by hearing a sound within a song or seeing something or someone of a similar nature to that imprint or file. That may seem like a coincidence, but it is not. Think of whenever you search online for a specific something. As you type the words, similar words begin to pop up in the search engine, right? It's the same concept. And only until you clear your previous searches, everything you type in, thoughts, words, previous searches reappear. It is not by chance. It is a program that is filed for future use. I visualize our hearts being filled with the unacknowledged traumas, emotions, to be used at another date, that fills up our memory bank until what is necessary to keep our heart light, love of God, has no room to fill us, like helium fills a balloon to carry us along our journey. When we run without walking, meaning when it seems like we are not moving forward in our lessons we are learning, but we are actually being propelled much further than we think, because when the time of awakening comes, we have already been where we arrive, and the tools necessary to begin our healing journey is waiting like a love you once knew to recharge you, renew your strength. It's beautiful. This is so beautiful. And it becomes so crystal clear when you think about it, when you allow yourself to visualize what I'm speaking about today. It becomes so simple, as it's supposed to be able to recreate your reality for today, just for today, not for 5 years down the road. You can set a vision for that, but the purpose of the present that is within today, February the 6th, is to create the next, how many hours are left in this day for the purpose of having fun, enjoying the journey of today, and making a positive difference in someone's life. Positive, productive difference in someone's life today that will pay it forward to someone else's life, to someone else's life, to someone else's life, to someone else's life, that will create that transmission of energy to heal. That energy to heal. That is why everybody truly already knows the God the world speaks of. Everybody does. They have to, because there's a part of God, love, light, that has been placed within each one of us. It is a choice to reawaken that we are given the choice to do daily. It's a choice. It is a choice. So think about when you go to a service within a church building, and they ask, who would like to choose to give their life to God? Each one of us can remember a specific time when that question was asked, that choice was given. It's a choice. We have the choice to choose. This is what knowing God's heart is all about. And we get to feel that love every day, today, even when we feel like we don't. We do. Because there's that warm, warm, gentle love that rises above everything else, calling to us to remember, loving us along that journey to remember who we are, to get to know thyself, to become excited to learn what that actually means. When you know yourself, I mean really go down deep within and learn who you are purposed to become. excited about that learning process, because that's the only way we can learn. When you are in a course to learn something, how much do you truly learn if you're not excited? If you're dreading, that's blocking, that's hindering the joy of learning who you are. You want to know, you want to learn about you. Like you learn about other people and other things, other places, and you get so excited because it's something new, it's something exciting, something that is connecting with a part of you. And that's because you've already connected with that at some point. And don't say it's hard to believe, because if it is hard to believe, that is because you are choosing to create that blockage from that flow of ease to learn, to reconnect. Really, it's really reconnecting, because you already know. That's why you're connecting. That's why it sparks something within you, because you already know it. You already have connected with it. You've already been a part of it. So you want to allow that spark to become a flame, to reignite within you, because there's so much that is waiting for you to catch up to it, to reawaken to it, to welcome it, to receive it with such an expectation, because you know that it is right. It is love. It is truth. The truth. Not a truth that is preconceived. It is the truth. And it is uncomfortable because there's so much untruth, so much fabricated truth, so much of nothing that is actually a whole lot of unutilized free space that's waiting to be cleared, that's waiting to be deleted, that's waiting to be reprogrammed. Because it's beautiful. It's beautiful to want that to be your experience that is uniquely yours, uniquely designed, blueprinted for your journey, for your enjoyment, for your experiences. And if that were not true, and the lies that we have been living is the truth, then life would get to be pretty boring. Or is it already boring? That's why you are connecting with the message that is generating from me to you, each individually. You'll receive a totally different message from someone else who could be sitting right next to you, laying right next to you, to become, to unfold before each one of us. Choose to enjoy your journey. Choose to love your choices because of what is received from the effort that you put into creating your unique, elegant, strong, specific, productive, lasting choices. It lasts when it's productive. It lasts when it's fun, when it's enjoyable, because it connects with others who then allow it to connect with others. And it goes from generation to generation. Then it's no longer a generational curse, but a generation after generation of love, of the light that shines so bright, that emanates from your innermost being. Into and across this world. In possibly, and you know what? Not possibly, there is. Because again, we are shown all the time through every type of social media, every type, that there are other galaxies. There are. Can't make that up. Star Trek is not a made up something that is created from truth outside of our world. And if you connect with the energy within my words, this message, it has sparked your desire, your excitement, your expectation to continue your journey of researching and putting the pieces of your life's journey puzzle together. Like when you find a puzzle that attracts to your being, your innermost being, and you begin to put the pieces together. And when you first open the box, the pieces are all intertwined. But as you connect them together, they begin to form an image before you. And even though it seems like it's an image that is perceived to be the same within each one of us, I guarantee you, it is different. It is seen completely different within each one of us, and that is for a specific purpose. I am so grateful for being able to share this episode with you. Please honor the light within you towards someone else to allow them the gift within this podcast. It's a gift. Everything that attracts you is a gift. It's an opportunity for you to explore the possibilities within that gift that is within you. Take good care. Keep your heart light, like the balloons that are filled with helium, that once you release, just gently floats away until you can no longer see it. And then